This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards took Attorney General Jeff Landry to court Monday, asking Judge Don Johnson to order the AG to do his job.
The judge basically said that this procedural device, writ of mandamus, is not available to the governor in this case.
Matthew Block, the governor's executive counsel, says while the Attorney General's office views this as a victory, the reason for the judge's decision essentially upholds the governor's premise that the AG's office is under the authority of the state's chief executive officer.
Because of the constitutional delegations of authority, Judge Johnson does not believe that the governor has writ of mandamus available in this case.
Block explains mandamus works from the bottom up, not the top down.
The writ of mandamus is available to citizens. It's available to make sure people in government do their job.
Judge Johnson did not address the AG's refusal to approve contracts that contain LGBT anti-discrimination language in accordance with the governor's executive order. In fact, Block says the AG's office tried to avoid discussing that issue at all.
They raised all sorts of issues with lawyers and with conflicting cases, and that's all brand new stuff. What the Attorney General has said is, in writing, we don't like this particular language in a contract. That's what this case is all about.
Representatives of the Attorney General's office declined comment following the decision, but Block says this isn't the end of seeking a remedy in the conflict.
We did this to be able to get in court quickly, and so there are some other options that we can take. Problem is, it takes time.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.